This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. This is Chris Witt and this is Morning Devotions. Welcome. Have you ever had the experience of waking up about 3 a.m. and not being able to get back to sleep? Now, I know I have. It's annoying, isn't it? The more you try to sleep, the worse it gets. So what can you do? You can get out of bed. It's usually dark. The rest of the family's asleep. There's not much you can do. There's nothing much worthwhile on TV to watch. And so we're stuck there alone with our thoughts and fears. It's sometimes true that people are at their lowest in the early hours of the morning. Everything seems hopeless. Did you know that the prophet Jeremiah was like that from the Old Testament? We read about his experiences where he was burdened for his people. I'm reading from Jeremiah 8, where he cried out to God, "I'm burdened with sorrow. I feel like giving up. In a foreign land," he said, "my people are crying. My people are crushed. So is my heart. I'm horrified. I mourn. And I wish I could go into the desert and find a hiding place from all who are treacherous and unfaithful to God." That's how he felt. And I think there's probably no worse feeling for people of faith than the feeling that God has let them down. They feel it's unfair. I think for some people it's a familiar feeling. Even people who come to church, their down times that can be brief, a few hours or maybe a few days, but they can last longer when these troubles that we have don't go away. Now I think, for example, of the chronically ill, people who are in pain all the time, or people who've been laid off in the prime of life. I think of husbands and wives who try to get on. Their relationships don't improve. They pray, but still doesn't work. And they end up saying, "Come on, God, enough is enough. Why don't you do something?" Do you know that God can take whatever we dish out, including the times we get angry with him? Because Jeremiah is actually not only upset, he's angry with God. He's done his part. He's done everything God asked him to do. He'd gone out on a limb for God. But before the people had a chance to repent and get back on the right track, famine and disease struck them down, and he found it was very unfair. He said, "The harvest is over, the summer is past, and we are not saved." In Israel, the different crops grow in different seasons, and Jeremiah's pretty mad at God because when the spring harvest failed, he and the people counted on God. They just counted for a good summer crop. Summer passed, they were without food, they had nothing to provide for them. So Jeremiah lets God have an earful of his anger. In other words, he's saying, "Look, God, you're not holding up your end of the deal." Now, it's okay to be like that. We're used, I suppose, to praying nice, polite prayers to God, but that's not the case always. What about when you feel that you can take it no longer and say, "Look, here's the problem, God. I'm at the end of the rope. I really feel you're not helping me. I've done everything I'm supposed to do, but what are you going to do about this?" We're so afraid, I think, of God getting angry with us that we may not be prepared to express our anger just like that. And what happens? A wall of silence grows up between ourselves and God, and we just continue putting on the same happy face for God that everyone else does, and everyone thinks we're okay. But actually, telling God how it is, if you like, the good, the bad, and the ugly, really helps. There's a story, and I like this one from Matthew 8. And you might know at the time the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee with Jesus. And Jesus was asleep in the back of the boat. The freak storm hits, it whips the waves into the boat, it starts to sink, and Jesus is there with them. They should know that everything will be okay, but they say, "Let's not trouble him with our petty problems. Everything will work out. We're the disciples." No, in fact, they don't say that at all. They do what every normal Christian person would do. They panic. They wake up Jesus. "Lord, Lord, help us. We're going to drown." So Jesus gets up. He stops the storm with a word. He gives them a little lecture about their lack of faith. And I think that story, there's a lesson here. Even if it doesn't seem like the most faithful thing to do, it's okay to say to God, "Look, I'm drowning." It's only when the disciples finally woke Jesus up that rescue came. It didn't come before, did it? So we may need to say to God, "Look, I'm drowning. Please help." It may not be an elegant prayer, but it often gets the job done because honest prayer is the way that we can respond to that feeling that God has forgotten us. Heavenly Father, we do admit that sometimes it's like you've moved away. But Lord, give us grace, give us courage to face life with your help. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.